WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council is taking the next step in converting the former municipal golf course and adjacent land into a super park.
The council's dipping into reserves to pay an unbudgeted $487,000 to hire a consultant. The one chosen out of 13 to express interest will do a preliminary design and a preliminary engineering report. That also includes collecting public input and doing an environmental report. Park design will also contemplate the impact the super park will have on the city's drainage system. All that's supposed to be done by the end of September. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says the consultant will not only transform the former golf course, but consider the impact on the adjacent Aston Recreation Area and Williamson Park.
Are there some improvements that we could make, for example, at Aston? Certainly. And so we'd want to make sure that all that ties together, that that neighborhood component continues to exist because it's such an important part for the neighborhood. But then they've also identified that there's a lot of different connectivities that exist, including to Travis Park. And so absolutely, what they have shared with us and what we've shared with them is we want to make sure that whatever ends up being on this footprint continues to serve not just the neighborhood, but then also can be a regional draw.
The consultant stands to earn another $1 to $4 million for the final design, overseeing the bidding and awarding of a construction bid and supervising the construction. That's based on the construction cost of between $10 and $50 million. There was no council discussion about the funding source for the final design and construction. City's conceptual plan calls for two sets of four baseball softball fields, each with its own restaurant, along with seven football and soccer fields, four basketball courts, pickleball and badminton courts, sand volleyball, an all-inclusive playground, and an amphitheater. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Two retirement announcements were made at yesterday's Brazos County Commissioners Court meeting. Commissioner Steve Aldrich, who is the county's representative on the health board, said Director Ken Bost will be leaving in mid-July.
Who, after 34 years of service, has decided that it is time for him to move on to the next phase of life. And I wanted to call that to everyone's attention so all of us could, when we see him, to offer him great appreciation for his work on behalf of public health in Brazos County.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says the only general manager in the history of the Brazos County Expo, Tom Quirrels, is retiring April 30th.
11 and a half years, I believe. We hired Tom before we actually started construction on the Expo. Tom had retired from the Houston Livestock Show.
Commissioners discussed the upcoming Expo vacancy in executive session yesterday morning without taking action. The new health department director will be hired by the health board, which is made up of representatives from the county and the Twin Cities. A tough struggle is how the Bryan School Board president describes efforts this semester to implement the district's latest plan to bus students after it was modified after Christmas break following problems last fall.
Transportation is one of those areas that I don't know if it's ever 100% perfect for everybody, but we're definitely getting kids to and from school on time and safely.
Mark McCall provided the update during his visit this week on our show.
We still hear from parents that we're not on time, we're not getting our kids there on time, we're not getting them home on time when we say we would. So we're still working through that.
But we think we've got it pretty well fixed.
I think we're definitely on the right track.
McCall says implementing the new plan did not get off as well as hoped because the district's transportation director had the flu for 3 weeks in January. A week after the Bryan School District bought property and buildings for a new career and technology campus, construction of a similar facility has stopped in the district where Bryan Superintendent Christy Whitbeck, her chief of staff, and the boys basketball coach at Rudder High used to work.
Construction work is now on hold at one area after workers uncovered an historic cemetery. The Fort Bend County School District is in the process of building the James Reese Career and Technical Center. That's when workers stumbled upon the site. The Texas Historical Commission is working with the district to find out who is buried there and how old the cemetery might be. The school district bought the land in 2011. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
Warmer weather will be with us to stay sooner or later, and with last month's big storms, that means mosquitoes are coming soon. The cities of Bryan and College Station are again offering mosquito dunks to homeowners. College Station's Neighborhood Services Director Barbara Moore says they have two types of dunks.
The ones that we use are commercial grade, and now there are some new ones that are about the size of a pill or a piece of candy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah, and those are proven to be just as effective. Mm-hmm.
College Station residents can pick up dunks at the Neighborhood Services and City Secretary's offices in Bryan. Go to the Municipal Services Building on Waco Street. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 52 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620, powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. One more look at local headlines at 8:30. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2018-2019 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 3rd.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2018-2019 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor in studio hanging out with Jen Zweiker of Zweiker & Associates. Now, Jen, the last couple of times we've had you on, we've talked about escrow and getting a definition for that term. Now that we've defined that, there are some other terms that are in real estate. An option period is definitely one.
It is one. You know, in the state of Texas, I really find that the contracts are designed to protect the buyer a little bit more than the seller, to favor the buyer. And this is one example of that. So an option period in a residential purchase is usually 7 to 10 days, costs $50 to $100. And you're buying the right to have a period where you can have inspections done and negotiate repairs. If the seller's unwilling to do the repairs that you're requesting, you can then terminate without risking your earnest money.
Oh,
right?
Wow. Okay.
But it's actually written as an unrestricted right to terminate the contract. So as soon as the seller signs the contract, they're obligated to sell. But you as a buyer actually have a period of time where you can just change your mind.
They are looking out for your best interest. If you're a prospective buyer and you want your best interest looked after, be sure to go to Zweiker & Associates. Go to zarealestate.com.
United Ag & Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. John Deere 3-Family 4x4 tractors offer great features and options like AutoConnect drive-over mower deck, Quick Park loader, iMatch Quick Hitch, 6-year powertrain warranty, and the surprisingly affordable starting price of only $139 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgAndTurf.com. Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Good morning, it's 8:12, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. Where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today. Temperatures will recover nicely, hitting 75 to 80 later today. It'll start to cloud up overnight, unfortunately. It'll be breezy, 60 to 65. Clouds tomorrow morning, a few peaks of sunshine developing. Breezy with a chance of an afternoon shower, 80 to 85. A few showers are possible tomorrow night, breezy, 65 to 70. Windy with showers and thunderstorms Friday and high of 80 to near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so the folks at Taco Bell.
Yes.
You know, they've been trying to get creative to come up with a new taco shell of anything other than a taco shell. They did waffles, and they did fried chicken, and they did eggs.
Right.
Ew, yeah.
That egg thing was creepy looking.
It did look a little weird.
Because, you know, it was a whole egg and they had like where the yolk is.
Now, they still have that apparently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, this time they may have it. French toast.
Oh, French toast.
That might work. The new French toast chalupa is a blend of sweet and savory sides of the breakfast. Taco Bell hasn't pushed this out yet, but the two are basically the same. On the inside, they got scrambled eggs, they got bacon, they got sausage, and syrup on the side for drizzling or dunking. but should be out there. They're undergoing tests in Dayton, Ohio for some reason.
Oh, well, that's the best place to test anything.
Yeah, I guess so. And it's going to sell for $249.
Okay.
Now, because now McDonald's does, what do they call those things? That
McGriddles?
McGriddles.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, they got the syrup in the biscuit.
See, what if I don't want that?
Then
get
you don't
an
order
egg McMuffin.
It.
Oh, okay. Then
yeah.
don't order it.
they're basically just egg McMuffins, but yeah. they got the syrup in the biscuit.
Or nice. Just a sausage yeah. biscuit,
yep.
but or a sausage McGriddle.
So we'll see how that okay. works out. So
okay,
they're
going
to roll that out.
Yeah. Real quick, yeah. so we just got a text message. A reminder that you can text us anytime during the show to 979-695-1620. That text line is powered by CitibankOnline.com.
Plug.
Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. But yep. someone did ask a very, very good question, because I think Zach and I were both confused about this at first as well. What is the mosquito dunk treatment? They're not quite understanding what exactly it is
okay.
or how it works.
If you have standing water that's there probably like all the time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you have like a pond or something like that where you don't have water moving through. Well, still water is what allows mosquitoes to lay their eggs.
Right.
And they hatch there. So what you do is you throw a dunk in there, and the dunk will make sure that the mosquitoes don't reach maturity. They don't hatch.
And it looks like a little donut, like a little lifesaver type thing. Or, as Barbara was talking about, some of them now look more like a little piece of candy, mm-hmm. which are just as effective, because the bigger ones are for more commercial use type stuff.
Yep.
And so you just throw it in there, and it dissolves, and it creates...
Because what they want you to do is they want you to dump the water that you can... But you're going
right.
to end up having some situations where you have water, especially in rural areas where you'll mm-hmm. have water that is there for a purpose. And so you
now let's say you have it. Some type of like bird bath or fountain type thing where birds is it dangerous for other animals?
Well, that I can't tell you now. If
okay.
it's a fountain, you know, where it's recirculating, then the water should be moving.
You don't need that.
And
okay.
you don't have to worry about
okay.
that. But you have other places where, again, for instance, if you have a gully that's going to have water in it for a long time, then you can put a dunk in there,
mm-hmm.
throw a dunk in there, and that takes care of that not being a mosquito-producing area.
It says okay. mosquito dunks are safe to use around people, pets,
okay.
birds, wildlife, and fish.
There you
Excellent.
Go.
Excellent.
All right, so there. And don't forget, we're the radio station. If another radio station starts doing this, they stole it from us.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. We got I have pictures of the College Station ones, and we'll get them here, and then I'm going to
call dibs.
Yeah, when Kayla's here tomorrow, then I'm going to make sure that we get some from Brian as well.
Did they have the city logos?
I don't think they
that need
would
to
be
put
cool.
they need to put the city logos on them.
Special packaging.
Mosquito dunk courtesy of College Station.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, they could do that rather than press it into the dunk itself. I thought that's
right.
what you're
meaning. Right. Maybe we better. Yeah, that would be tough.
We don't want embossed dunks. That's
Mm-mm,
not a thing to do. All right, so forget about your pineapple on pizza thing. Here we go.
New toppings.
Yes, indeed. There's a shop in Nottingham, England.
What do they know about pizza?
Exactly.
And good food.
I'm not going to eat it. I don't. Well, I say that. Would you want to try a Pizza Hut pizza in?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to another country.
Yeah.
The last place I'm eating, unless I just can't find food that I like,
yeah.
is going to be a chain restaurant that I can get in the United States of America.
Yeah, again, you're going to England, though, and there's probably plenty of food that you won't like.
Yeah, you have.
I don't think that.
You can get shepherd's pie. Shepherd's pie seems like it would be pretty good.
Oh, wait, fish and chips.
They do kidney pie. What the hell?
Kidney?
I would eat that kind of stuff.
You would?
Yes.
Would you?
You're like
wow.
a female
Anthony
Bourdain. If I'm going to
be in a foreign country, I'm going to try the local cuisine. I'm not going to eat at Pizza Hut.
Well, no, I understand.
Would
or
you
McDonald's.
Would you eat bugs?
Or Subway.
If you like went to Sub-Saharan Africa, would you eat
if they
like,
were covered in chocolate.
They don't have chocolate in Africa. They don't even have water, so I'm pretty sure they don't have
Zach,
don't have chocolate.
You are so knowledgeable about all of these other cultures yep. and countries and things.
Hey, a big thing, a larva can feed a village for like a week.
Let's talk about the pizza toppings.
Right, we'll do that. Okay, so in Nottingham, England, they've just started making pizza that uses onion rings and chicken nuggets as toppings.
Look at Zach. Oh,
I'm intrigued.
And people are so intrigued, in fact, that they are trying to get them shipped all over the world, even here to U.S. America.
You can do this on your
own. Of course you can.
Like, I don't, and that's what I don't understand. Oh, we need it shipped from England. No, you take your own onion ring.
Yeah, you can
and
do
you
it.
Put it on your own pizza.
Yeah, but you have to purchase the onion ring separately.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, okay, but well, I guarantee you have favorite onion rings from somewhere in town.
Yeah, go get some nugs from someplace.
Ooh,
and dump
yeah.
them on there.
Ooh.
Then you
see?
Could do that. You could do that.
Boom.
That would work.
Okay.
All right. So I'm in the Heb yesterday.
Uh huh.
So they now
hey,
have.
Me too. Too bad we didn't run into each other.
It.
I would have probably just ignored you. Don't make eye contact.
That's right. They have pot roast flavored potato chips.
Really?
Yep. I mean, and it's store brand. Store brand.
Wow.
Well, remember I told you though, in Canada, gravy potato chips is a thing.
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
a big
thing. They like
thing.
Gravy on everything.
They do. Well, it's because the food tastes
sucks.
So terrible, they gotta put gravy on it. Anyway, so they now have that as a local.
Interesting.
You know, you can do
that. There you go. Nice.
All right, as far as we know, Taylor Swift is dating Joe Alwyn. Is
uh-huh,
that correct?
I think
a British
so.
Actor.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're a regular Joe, you probably don't stand much of a chance, but there's one guy who thought he was going to be able to get it done.
Okay.
All right. A guy in Connecticut, his name is Bruce Rowley, had a fascinating plan. He robbed a bank to impress her. Robbed a bank to impress.
Bruce, girls like bad boys.
Yeah. Bruce was arrested last week after he confessed to the robbery, and he didn't do it for himself because afterward he says he drove to Taylor's house in Rhode Island. And he threw some of the money over the fence.
She needs more money.
Yeah, to try to woo her.
Right,
yeah, exactly.
Right. That's the way to woo yeah. Taylor Swift, yeah. who's worth billions of yeah. dollars.
He sounds like a real romantic.
Yeah, that's
he
what it is.
He sounds like a creep.
That's it. Bruce was booked for robbery and larceny. He's being held on bail. And he keeps talking about how he has this crush on Taylor.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. Officially, the cops are still trying to figure out how he actually, if he actually went to her house.
Right.
The bank robber isn't Taylor's only prospective suitor.
No.
A so-called transient climbed the 7-foot wall outside her mansion in Beverly Hills on Sunday.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So there, he apparently was shouting Taylor's name.
Taylor.
Taylor.
I love you.
She can't come to the phone right now because yeah. she's
dead. Because Bruce killed her.
It would
in
never,
Rhode Island.
Wow.
It would never work between me
it's
and
a,
Taylor
it's,
Swift.
It's a lyric from one of her songs.
I was
going
to say.
Yeah, you had to
yeah.
explain
yeah.
it to Scott.
Yeah, you did. That's okay. But since both of you knew what it was,
yeah.
it's okay. All right, what?
It would never work between me and Taylor Swift.
What is that?
Because if we got married, her name would be Taylor Taylor.
Oh, that's right. She'd be so confused.
Hey,
she would have to change
I
her first name.
I had a math teacher in middle school, and her name was Kelly Kelly.
I know a girl named...
And we called her Mrs. Kelly Squared.
Because
she was a math teacher.
Listen to how mathy K-squared. That
well,
was.
I mean, we didn't make that up. She
yeah,
did, obviously.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But yeah, she was Kelly Kelly.
I know a girl named Rachel Rachel.
Oh, was it spelled the same?
Yeah.
Rachel's an interesting last name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so, too. Yeah, it would be like Scott marrying a woman named Alusha Delusha.
That's right.
I tell you what, man. It's a show about nothing.
I wasn't going there. I didn't understand that one. Okay. Hey, today, by the way, it was on this date in 1970 that Apollo 13 launched. That's,
okay.
That's the one that had all those movie stars in it.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Gary Sinise got left behind.
When Tom Hanks went up to the moon and they said, you know, Houston, we have a problem.
Uh-huh.
So today was the day that was launched. And also, it was 40 years ago today that the Apple computer rolled out.
Wow.
First time 40 years ago.
Man. Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, winner of the Kubota Elite Certified Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 17 straight years. Home of the Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the number one selling compact tractor in Texas, the new Kubota L2501F 24.8 horsepower, along with the 3-point quick hitch and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,599 cash price. Or with financing less than $114 per month, upgrade to a 4-wheel drive and get monthly payments of only $129 per month. Remember, Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, online normandytractor.com. Remember, for the largest selection and best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Well, as April settles in, just remember there are bugs out there who are going to be looking to get into your house. Could be fleas or roaches or spiders or scorpions, whatever they happen to be. Now, you can go to the grocery store and you can find some stuff and spray it around and hope that that works, or you can call a professional. And in the Brazos Valley, Bobby Jenkins and the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services here to help you out. Bobby's Class 81. And ABC has been treating homes for almost 70 years as a family business. They will design a program for your home. You tell them what your problem might happen to be, and they'll go after that. Not only will they find the ones that are in your home right now and take care of them, but they'll also make sure that those whatever they are can't get into your house or an outbuilding or wherever else you need protection. And then, in the meantime, if you see a bug, they'll come back again, make sure that the treatment is done just the way that you want until you're completely satisfied. And remember, lawn mowing season is here, too. They can help you with that. 361-0500, 361-0500, and give them a call. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment.
This is Today in Texas History.
On this day, April the 11th, 1924, the Majestic Theater opened in downtown Dallas. Among the stars who appeared were Mae West, Jack Benny, Harry Houdini, and Duke Ellington. Fort Worth resident Ginger Rogers began her career at the Majestic. The foundation gave the theater to the city of Dallas in 1976. A year later, it became the first Dallas building listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Various local theatrical and musical groups have called the Majestic home. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
Have you ever seen an artist's rendering of Noah's Ark? If you have, I can almost guarantee that it had multiple windows in it. For some reason, artists are rarely satisfied with just one window in the ark. Yet, when we read the pattern that was given by God to Noah, there was only one window, Genesis 6, 15 and 16. To his credit, Noah followed this pattern exactly. In Genesis 6, 22, we read, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." Just as many artists are not satisfied with an ark with just one window, many men are not satisfied with a pattern that God has given for the church. At the BCS Church of Christ, we're striving to follow God's pattern exactly. We invite you to come and to follow this pattern with us. Our building is located at 11914 Highway 30 in College Station, Texas. You can also visit us on the web at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
Hey, good morning, 826, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's have a look at the weather. We got some of that for you. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport as well. Book your trip to either the Austin or Houston airports. Just go to groundshuttle.com and let them do the driving. Almost 80 today. Winds out of the south at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight we'll be down to 59 or so, probably around 80-ish for Thursday and Friday. Now Friday, a 40% chance of rain during the day, 50% later in the afternoon, and 60% on Friday night. And then Saturday, now they're taking the rain out of the forecast. That's good. 67 will be our high temperature on Saturday, and then Sunday will be at about 70. Right now, winds are out of the east at 7 miles an hour, and we've got fair skies. It's 52 degrees out there.
Kishinka with your money now. More people are stretching to buy homes, the latest sign that rising prices are making home ownership more difficult for a broad group of potential buyers. CoreLogic says roughly one in five conventional mortgage loans made this winter went to borrowers spending more than 45% of their monthly incomes on their mortgage payment and other debts, the highest proportion since the housing crisis. That's almost triple the proportion of such loans made in 2016 and the first half of 2017. Some 2.6 billion digital records were stolen, lost, or exposed worldwide in 2017, a whopping 88% increase from 2016, according to digital security firm Gemalto. The report says human error was a big factor, as the improper disposal of records, misconfigured databases, and other unintended security issues caused 1.9 billion records to be exposed. On Wall Street, after rallying yesterday, futures pointing to a sharply lower open this morning. And that's your money now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Are you going to spend the weekend ruined because you haven't done your tax return? There's no reason that you need to do that. Just get in touch with H&R Block, set up an appointment, or you can drop in to any of their four locations in the area and let them handle this for you. Could be that it's a surprise that it's going to be complicated this year. Maybe you knew it was going to be complicated. The bottom line is, if you haven't done the work yet, then why not let the pros at H&R Block do this for you? They are the tax professionals. They can look for every last deduction, one you may not even know about or you're missing. And there's no reason for you to go anyplace else, because H&R Block guarantees to get it done right or it is free. They are the tax pros, and they're open late, by the way, for your convenience. So make an appointment if you want to, or stop in and see them. Four locations in College Station, on Texas Avenue in the Cole Shopping Center, two locations in Bryan, one at the corner of 29th Street and Carter Creek, and the other is near the Kroger on Boonville. And in Caldwell, in the surrounding area, you'll find one on Highway 21 across from the Convention Center, H&R Block.
Day one of the two-day marathon congressional hearings with Facebook CEO is over. The big question is, how did Mark Zuckerberg do so far? Kim Commando with your Wednesday Consumer Tech Update. For a company's chief executive officer, Mark Zuckerberg is very uncertain about how his own company operates. In his congressional testimony yesterday, there were far too many I don't knows. His Achilles heel so far is Facebook's failure to notify the FTC of the scandal. In 2011, the company signed an agreement with the FTC over these same kind of privacy issues. Facebook was legally required to notify the government of this mess. It didn't. There will be big fines. And then there was the dormitory remark. Zuckerberg said that for a company that was founded in a dorm room, they would make mistakes. But the company now is worth $470 billion. I don't think that remark elicited the sentiment that Zuckerberg really wanted. I'm Kim Commando. When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. You need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Get Kim on your phone or tablet with the free Commando app. It's the easiest way to get Kim's great advice and the latest security alerts and breaking tech news on the go. Close to 50,000 people have gotten the app in a few months. What are you waiting for? Download the free Commando.com app for your Apple smartphone and tablet or your favorite Android device. Just search Commando in iTunes or Google Play. It's free. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A consultant has been hired by the Bryan City Council to turn the former municipal golf course into a super park.
Between now and the end of September, Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says one of the consultant's responsibilities is collecting opinions.
We'll start the stakeholder meetings probably later, possibly later this month. So you have the little leagues and the soccer clubs and experience Bryan College Station and all right. Those other groups that we'll want to include as stakeholders.
Councilman Ruben Marine pointed out there will be 7 public meetings this summer.
We want it to be the entire city of Bryan, the citizens of Bryan that give their input so we can develop the park with what they want. So just want to make sure and emphasize that is on there so the citizens see that in, what is that, June and July? We'll start that.
Right.
Unspent general fund money will pay for the unbudgeted $487,000 for the first phase. After that, the consultant could get between $1 and $4 million more for the final design and supervising the construction of what could be somewhere between a $10 and $50 million super park. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Yesterday's Brazos County Commissioners Court meeting included the announcements of two retirements. One is the general manager of the Brazos County Expo, Tom Quarles. Commissioner Sammy Catalina was among those thanking Quarles, who has been at the Expo more than 11 years before it was built.
Where we are today in the Expo, Tom's had a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of work to make it, to get it where it is today. Everybody that has ever been to the Expo, his appreciation goes to Tom for letting that happen. And I know that we'll miss him at the county, and the Expo will too.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says the longtime director of the health department, Ken Bost, is also retiring.
Ken's been there 34 years, I think. So he's been with the health district for a long time, and he's done a great job over there. I know we're going to miss him.
Quarles is leaving April 30th and Bost in mid-July. The county judge says the new health department director will be selected by the county city governing board, while county commissioners will pick the new Expo general manager. The Bryan School District is in its fourth month of the district's second new busing plan of the school year. School board president Mark McCall described what he calls the mid-year correction as a tough struggle.
Our transportation director was out with pneumonia for about 3 weeks at the worst possible time. Mm-hmm. So there were some areas that were outside of our control, outside of control of the district. And, you know, we had a large number of the district staff that were there every morning in the transportation building that were able to fill in, but that wasn't they're not the pros.
McCall, speaking on our show, says Bryan ISD is on the right track to getting thousands of students to school safely and on time. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 52 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your... Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance, your local independent insurance agency in College Station in Navasota. You know, insurance companies spend millions on commercials trying to convince you they care more about you or that their brand is somehow better. It's like somehow they're not as interested in making a profit as the next one. I'm here to tell you that I, for one, just don't buy it. Insurance companies serve a critical financial role in our lives, but I can assure you they won't sell much of anything unless they believe they can be profitable. So don't buy the hype. For most families and businesses, I believe their agent is the most important part of the process. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we can help you understand what you're buying and the options that are available. We represent a wide range of insurance companies, so we have the ability to do what's best for you. And if a problem arises, you have someone you can turn to for help. So give us a call today at 694-1555, visit us on the web at wegibson.com, or at either of our locations in College Station or Navasota. As always, we appreciate your business.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, let's check a little bit of weather. We can do that. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure sliding east of the area. That means our nice weather will give way to warmer and cloudier conditions. We'll have sunshine and breezy weather today. High is 75 to 80. Increasingly cloudy, breezy overnight, 60 to 65. Clouds and a few breaks of sun tomorrow. Breezy with a chance of an afternoon shower, 80 to 85. Scattered showers tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms and windy for Friday. Highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:38. Time to talk to the mayors and Carl Mooney here for this morning from the City of College Station. How are you today?
I'm great. Can we keep this weather like this?
Yeah, this is nice, isn't it? Yesterday was a great day to be able to go out and do stuff. U.S. News & World Report's annual survey of American cities came out, and fortunately, Bryan, College Station is not on it. I don't want to be on that list. I don't want people knowing about this. Number one for the second year in a row is Austin, which is fine if you can deal with the traffic.
Keep Austin weird.
That's right. And, you know, we can go to Austin, but we can come back here, which is the most important part of it. Yeah, exactly. And, again, yeah, it's interesting because Colorado Springs was number two. And then there are some really expensive cities in there. And, of course, Austin is a very expensive city now. And but we are fortunate. San Antonio's on the list. Dallas-Fort Worth's on the list. And those are places that we can visit but come back to our hometowns, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely. I tell folks we've got everything you need here for day-to-day living, and if you want something with some glitz and glamour, it's within an hour's drive.
That's exactly right. You can you can go and do that. But with a growing city, some of the things that your council is going to be looking at is making some changes as far as zoning is concerned.
Exactly.
And we're finding out if anybody's been by the Jones Crossing area, it's just incredible how fast they are moving on that project.
And that's only a portion of what you will eventually see at that site. For folks that aren't aware, Jones Crossing is where 2818 and Welburn Road merge, and that's the new HEB site, 57 acres thereabouts, and they are pushing. And folks will be shocked when they hear this, but they are pushing for an opening August 1st.
Oh, my gosh. Right. I was going to say maybe September would shock me, but, yes. Boy, you're talking August.
I mean, that place is going, once they finish the electric, the flooring and such, in the HEB in particular, that place is going to look like a fire ant mound, you know, with activity 24/7. But HEB, those who can remember when Tower Point went in, they were surprised at how fast that went in. Mm-hmm. But HEB does a miraculous job of knowing exactly what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and having the subcontractors out there just in lockstep with each
other.
So it'll be exciting. It'll be a great addition for that side of town. Folks who live farther south in the county or west will be able to enjoy that. So we're looking forward to that opening up, alleviating some of the pressure that some of our other stores, for example, the HEB on Texas Avenue at Holloman. You know, you and I can recall when there were four supermarkets within a half mile of that location. All right, and I'm talking about Kroger's. We had Winn-Dixie. You had Safeway, Apple Tree, whichever you wanted to call it at the time. And HEB was actually where the DSW shoe store now is.
That's right.
All right. But those things have changed. It's a different kind of market. HEB has dedicated itself to being the premier or primary markets for foodstuffs and other things in the state of Texas, and they're doing a great job of it.
So they are, well, again, one of the top five best companies in America, I believe they were in one poll last week. But now, having that wonderful development there is going to cause yet another choke point. You've got tremendous, on the other side of the railroad tracks, you've got tremendous number of people there and not a lot of ways for them to get across or on to Welburn Road, especially after Kane Road closes. So there's some challenges that the city is going to be confronting with this,
right,
too.
Right. Of course, as Kane Road closes, that means the Deacon Crossing will be created. Also on the other side there, to get folks out of the west side, we are about, among the things that council is going to be doing, is about to do the contract work, get the contract work done for the extension of General Parkway. Now, some folks can recall Dowling Road, and what remains of Dowling Road is still there. It's just not really usable, but that will actually pass underneath the overpass that goes to Welburn Road South and will allow people to circumvent that whole Holloman 2818 intersection, which should pull particularly folks from the barracks and just east of Holloman, where it goes south now, get them away from that intersection and also away from the area that you're describing where the HEB will. Now, of course, some of them will want to go to that HEB. And so TxDOT has put in some roads, and the road that is right adjacent to The Copy Bridge, all right, some of us remember it as the feed store many years ago. Mm-hmm. But that road is also being extended, and that will also serve as access, as well as two other points, one on 2818 and another one just a little bit further north on Welburn Road. So
while it may not be the entertainment district that Northgate is, we're basically looking at another Northgate here from a density situation.
Eventually it will be. And that's the design of the folks that are doing this project. They came around and they looked around and they saw all those rooftops. And when they noticed that, goodness, the majority of these rooftops are inhabited by college students. So that particular area is going to have some enterprises, some retailers, who are really going to be focused on that college market.
Now, let's move a little farther down Welburn Road, because Greens Prairie West and Welburn Road, that's another piece of property that y'all are going to be looking at.
And, and that whole area is a challenge for us and the county, because that's where the city and the county meet. The big challenges there are the schools that are going in. You may recall we originally were thinking of putting a new Firehouse 7 over there, but and I believe we talked about it here on this show many months ago. The whole point is when you have your heaviest traffic also coincides with when schools are going in and when schools are going out, those times of the day. And to have a firehouse that could be impeded by traffic to get to where it needs to go, most likely elsewhere in the city, or the county for that matter, would not be smart. So we've actually come up with another location nearby, but right on 2154, that will give us more space in case we ever need to grow that. But it will also allow us to build that station, perhaps in phases, still to be decided, but to get us to a point where we'll at first and primarily be able to offer EMT service in that area.
Mayor Carl Mooney joining us from City College Station. Let's talk about the Unified Development Ordinance around Krennic Tap, because you've got two things that are going to be going on over there. How is that going to change what we see on Krennic Tap?
Well, you know, Krennic Tap, the big change that's about to happen will be the new police station there at Dartmouth and Krennic Tap. And so we're just bringing everything into compliance so it will work, and we'll be able to see some other changes as we need to down the road. You know, there'll be some sidewalks, there'll be some other things that will need to happen there, some curb cuts and so forth. But that's going to be an area that will be transformed by the creation of the police station. Of course, we've got Pine Terrace right across the street there. And, you know, Pine Terrace has gotten a lot of attention because it's our primary and almost sole subsidized senior housing project. And fortunately, we've got several that are being built right now, the Langford over there by Christ United Methodist, and you know, the City Council recently supported the subsidizing of another project that will also go in over by Baylor Scott and White. So those things said, not to get away from your question, but the other things that are happening in a slightly different area is the Baylor Scott and White area. Folks can today go and if you drive behind Lowe's, for example, you can see the progress that's being made on Lakeway. This time next year, we'll be driving on Lakeway. You won't have to get on the feeder roads or Highway 6 to get up to Rock Prairie, which I think folks will find that, particularly if you live locally, find as a nice respite from having to deal with all the congestion and things that are happening more and more at the Tower Point area.
Could we rename that Appomattox Plus 30? Because that's really what we're talking about. It's finally getting a road that's going to run parallel to Texas that will relieve some of the pressure
off
Texas.
It will be pretty darn close to what the original thought was for Appomattox. You're right.
Now, what else can we see maybe happen? Of course, the marketplace will determine some of that, but we could see Krennic Tap become a really different kind of road.
It could. And the whole idea is Krennic Tap, for those folks who really recall the time prior to the bypass going in, extended directly across the street and went over there between Academy and where St. Thomas Aquinas is now located.
Correct.
And would have gone even farther out had the bypass not come in and divided it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an area out there that where there's some property. Some people may know that there's some property right out there that right now has cattle grazing on it. That's likely not to be there much longer.
Take your children by.
Yeah.
It won't be there that much longer.
So we're going to have to decide as a city, do we want to let that go into retail development, or maybe down the road, is that something else that we acquire and make it another part of Central Park?
I'd hate to see you take it off the tax rolls, just one person saying.
I mean, we've taken a lot of stuff off the tax rolls already.
And
I can assure you there are other parts of town that we are looking at right now for park space, because land will never be any cheaper than it is today.
That's true. Anything else on your radar screen today?
Well, it's my wife's birthday, and I was on another media outlet this morning, and I gave her a little bit of a happy birthday, but with your indulgence, I want to do something a little different for her.
It's yours.
All right, thank you. All right, and with apologies to Joe Crocker, and also fearing embarrassment.
I won't look. It's okay.
Here we go.
All right.
All right. Hey, babe, you are so beautiful to me. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're everything I hope for. You're everything I need. You are so beautiful to me. Happy birthday, babe.
Thank you for not trying to go up like Cocker did, because that's a little bit tough. But anyway, the singing mayor from College Station, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for the
you
time.
Bet. We visit with the mayors on Wednesdays.
The community interview, heard every weekday morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW, includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or a Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world, who climb mountains simply because they're there, who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 4/30/18.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 8:52. So, there was a story, we didn't do the story last week, or maybe it was earlier this week, that Necco Wafers might be going out of business.
What?
Oh, yeah, I heard about this on another show.
Right, Necco, which is spelled...
I don't listen to other shows, I only listen to...
Yeah, okay. Why would you ever turn it from WTAW?
Necco stands for the New England something-something company.
Gross, okay? Wafer company.
Yeah, exactly. And you know... It's,
the G's silent.
And right, and it's fine, except, you know, there's probably rodent hair in him, you know, and I'm just saying that.
That's disgusting.
What? Well, it's rodent hair?
I think there is. And,
okay.
And I'll never forget that I sent the article to Tom Turbeville, who's in the Wall Street Journal. I sent the article to Tom so he'd see it, because he, if you land at Boston Logan Airport, Necco is right there. Mm-hmm. It's right next to the airport. And so Tom got somebody to take a picture of him standing in front of this sign for Necco, okay? And so, you know, whenever I see Necco wafers somewhere, I think of rodent hair and Tom. And so anyhow, word was that they were going out of business. And now I've got this story that says Necco wafers are not delicious. They're the opposite. In fact, they prove that just because something is candy, it doesn't have to taste good, which is fair. Have you had a Necco wafer?
Yes.
Okay. So, it's because the New England Confectionery Company, that's what they are, announced last month they would probably be going out of business sometime this year. Now, they are the people who make Necco wafers, the little conversation hearts. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
All of the chalky stuff.
And Clark bars. Well,
Clark bars aren't chalky.
Not Clark
bars.
Yeah.
After that announcement, there has been a stampede of nostalgic people trying to buy their products. And according to the candystore.com, Necco wafer sales went up 63%.
Oh, wow. Geez.
Necco's other products went up 50%. The people at the candy store call it, quote, panic buying. Now, here's the good thing. You can buy Necco wafers today, and they'll be good till 2100.
Forever.
Yeah. You got at least 80 years that they will not change as long as you keep them dry. Just saying. Now, here's the other thing. If you're an old guy like Tom and I, the old Necco wafer wrappers basically was just wax paper with a little bit of glue on the end.
Because
you could unroll and you could just pop it open and then take two or three of those or as many of those nasty things you could, you know, eat at one time. And then just kind of wad it back up. Well, now it's, you know, it's more tamper resistant than that. But basically, if you want to just keep those things in that little container, it'll be fine.
Or if you don't get any, just go get a bottle of Tums.
You could do that, or just or you know, Tums. I don't know if they still use chalk in school.
Oh yeah,
but you could just go chew on a piece of chalk
and lick on that for a while.
Go get some sidewalk chalk and just eat on that.
Yeah.
It's the same as a Necco wafer. However,
I like the little candy hearts. That's going to be really sad if those go away.
Now, I was at a candy store, and I saw Necco wafers, and I bought some for Tom. That was when Tom was still on the show.
Right.
And it was a sleeve of all chocolate.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that. Mm-hmm.
Which meant that they all tasted equally bad.
Like chalky chocolate.
Exactly.
Does your bagless vacuum smell like your pet? Does it smell musty and dusty? If it does, then you might need to change your filters. Changing the filters helps to maintain the suction and airflow so your vacuum picks up the dirt and debris the way it was designed to. Don't know where the filter is on your vacuum or not sure which filter you need? Then come by and see us at Sovac City and we'll be happy to help you. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City has also been voted the best of the Brazos Valley again, and we want to say thank you to all of you who voted for us. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty, plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
See WC Tractor at one of their four Kubota Elite dealerships or visit online at WCTractor.com.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello!
Hello, yeah, I want to make a comment about all the growth out there by HEB. We're all for it and everything. We live in that Holiday RV park right there. And one more thing, and then we'll be able to get in and out of a helicopter.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's, if you know where that is, where they park the RVs right there. That's,
Got to
be different. All right, April showers may eventually bring May flowers, but what does it mean in the workplace? According to CareerBuilder.com in a survey, 10% of workers say they tend to be less productive on gloomy rainy days.
Really?
Yep, and 21% state that the weather negatively impacts their demeanor. Ooh, somebody's having a bad
day. I like it when it rains.
Well, it's great for sleeping.
Yeah, I just want to take a nap even more than normal.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't remember the last time
Taking naps.
I can't remember the last time I came to work not tired.
Well, yeah,
It's been a while.
Yeah, get used to it.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't really change.
Have you looked online for your Google ganger?
My Google ganger.
Google ganger. Okay, now you know the word doppelganger.
Right.
That's German, meaning you're double.
Right.
Okay. Somebody who's kind of just like you, except you have different parents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your Google ganger would be using Google to search for people online who have the same name as you. Now, Zach, you may have a ton of them.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
That's a fairly common name, I would think.
Mm-hmm. I did back when I did use Facebook, I did find another Chelsea Reber.
There are websites and Facebook groups that have people who have the same name.
I typed in Google, maybe it's because of the location. I type in Zach Taylor. The first thing that pops up, WTAW.
Hey, all right.
Yeah. Over the president.
Yep, in Maine, probably not. Okay,
yeah.
But anyway.
I don't have my own Wikipedia page.
Yet. What's interesting is that some sociologists are actually researching this, and they feel like there is this feeling to connect with our Google ganger, if you will.
I don't really have that feeling.
Yeah.
Researchers say it's because human beings are unconsciously drawn to people and things that remind them of themselves.
I don't know that full of ourselves.
I can't. I think that's what they're saying. In fact, the theory, which is called the name letter effect, maintains that people like the letters in their name, particularly their initials, better than other letters that are in the alphabet. Okay.
All right.
So go look for your Google ganger today.
Google gangers.
And report back to us
tomorrow. Join your Google gang.
Yeah, as best I can tell, we'll be here tomorrow. Never can
as
tell,
best
though.
As we can.
Brian Broadcasting Station, WTAW, College Station Brian. It's 9 o'clock. This.